Hi sisters, James Charles here and welcome back to my YouTube channel.
Hey guys, so today I thought it was...
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's favorites and hate it.
Hi
it is
sisters, James
week,
Charles
so
here.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. So,
hello everyone, my name is Aiden Foreman, and today we are joined by my bestie for the resty, Miss Brooklyn Rini Barnes. Hi Brooklyn!
Hello!
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you for asking. So today we are going to be talking about the beauty guru effect, how influencers have reshaped beauty standards. Tell me your history with beauty and makeup.
Yeah, so I started doing makeup around sixth grade. I just would go in my mom's room and steal her makeup that she had. It was probably way too expired to be going on my face, but that's a whole nother thing. But I started with doing that. And then moving into high school, I got more into special effects. So I have volunteered at Spook Hollow, which is a local spook house in my area, for about 6 years now. And I do the spooky, scary makeup. And then, but I've also dabbled in weddings and prom makeup and stuff like that. So I have lots of experience when it comes to makeup.
I know you and I both love makeup, and we both loved 2016. Era makeup, which is beauty gurus and YouTube. In the early days of YouTube, beauty gurus such as James Charles,
Hi Sisters,
Nikki Tutorials,
Hey guys,
Tati Westbrook,
Hey guys,
how would you describe their impact on the beauty world? Because we started with celebrity driven beauty, and now in this social media age, we've been driven to influencers. What do you think the rise of social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok have helped or maybe ruined new beauty ideas and things like that?
I think that something beautiful that came from the beauty community becoming such a wide platform was that makeup and just this information became available to like everyone. So at a click of our fingertips, we could go on YouTube and look up how to do this simple thing that maybe we weren't able to look up before. And so I think it opened a lot of doors for people to unlock their inner creativity when it comes to makeup and just expand their talents and their knowledge on the subject.
You might ask yourself, what is even the point in talking about this? I mean, influencers have been around since forever. Well, not always.
But then especially in like the 2010s, like late 2010s, we had like Instagram face, flawless skin, plump lips, sculpted features, which I think was a big factor of also Kylie Jenner and her Kylie Jenner lip kits. And filters and editing became such a big thing. And, you know, a rainbow cut crease, highly contouring, highlight everywhere.
But it also wasn't just makeup. It was also cosmetic procedures, such as Botox and fillers. I then asked Brooklyn how she thought beauty gurus affected those things.
I feel like since so many of them had such big platforms, and most of their platforms that they were, or the people that they were making the videos for, were young people to look at, I think it influenced... that's a hard question. Okay.
I mean, like, personally, I think back to like what I was watching in 2016, 2017, 2018. I would religiously watch James Charles, Jeffree Star, and Nikki Tutorials, Manny MUA. And not gonna lie, specifically Jeffree and James, they had a chokehold on me. I mean, and they're the reason I got into doing makeup. It felt like it was the new norm, or if you weren't doing that, it felt like, oh, why aren't you with the times? How did you, I guess, feel affected by that?
I think I was most affected by not per se like the societal pressure to be in that space and be doing makeup for those reasons. I feel like I was most influenced just to express my creativity through makeup like these people were doing. Like, they inspired me to try new things and try new products and new ways of doing makeup that were like different from the traditional ways that maybe older people had maybe done them.
I think if it wasn't for influencers, I don't think I would ever be doing makeup, or I would be as interested in it as I am now. I mean, it greatly increases diversity and inclusivity and greater acceptance to beauty knowledge, as you said, and self-expression. Like, it became so much more easily, like, accessible for everyone, because they just post a video on YouTube and boom. Like, you're getting basically, you're going to cosmetology school, you're getting the basics of what you would learn in cosmetology school on these videos that are highly entertaining to watch. You're getting all of this drama or tea, as they would call it. Like, I mean, and also Get Ready With Me. It's like, those were a big thing that started happening. Influencers just post themselves videos of themselves getting ready, and then you get ready with them.
However, it isn't all just glitter and matte when it comes to beauty.
What would you say some of the negatives are of influencer culture?
I definitely think overconsumption is a big issue that comes into play with influencers telling you to buy products every other day and just fill your space and fill your drawers with all these different products that a person, like a normal person day to day, cannot use all these products and like use them to the full use and not like waste the product. So I think overconsumption is an issue that we need to address and deal with when it comes to influencers. But I also think that if you enter the beauty space with a negative mind and maybe not wanting to go after the creative aspect of it, I think that it can definitely have a negative impact on your self-worth and self-value and just how you look at yourself. Because I mean, that happens with any type of social media, I feel like, but specifically in the beauty space, it can be very detrimental on young people's perspective and views on themselves, because we're pressuring them to look a certain way and act a certain way.
One of the main reasons why I wanted to interview you for this was because I see you as a person who doesn't use makeup to quote unquote make themselves look better or feel better about themselves. You use makeup as a form of artistic expression. So could you talk about that?
Yeah. So anytime I meet someone or I talk to someone and I tell them that one of my passions is makeup, they instantly have the mindset of, oh, you must not feel this way about yourself, or like you probably have self-doubt, or you're probably doing it to cover up some insecurity that you have way deep down. And then I proceed to show them the kind of makeup looks I do, and they're like, oh, well, maybe that's not the angle that you're approaching this with. I think that with growing up in the beauty community and in this artistic space, it gave me the freedom to let my creativity drive instead of my insecurities. And I definitely think that in middle school, when I was first starting makeup, I was like, maybe I should just go with what everybody else is doing and do just the pretty glam makeup. But that's just never the person that I've been. And I've always been the creative type to think outside the box and just go after certain ideas that maybe other people weren't thinking of.
Yeah. And like, even I'm scrolling through your Instagram right now. You have no limits. You really just do whatever you want. And there, none of these are, I mean, there's some of these that are like, okay, she could go out into the world like this. Like, if people would be like, okay, maybe she did it to like, you know. But a lot of these are maybe SFX, or you had a concept and you were like, okay, I want to be an avatar today.
Yeah.
or I want to be the Grinch, or look like I fell into a Christmas tree. What are some of your final thoughts that you would like to leave with the listeners?
Makeup is a form of self-expression, whether that is just covering up a pimple on your face or creating this extravagant, creative look. But at the end of the day, it should only matter to the person wearing it. It shouldn't matter to anybody else what anybody else thinks about what you're wearing or what you're doing, because it truly is a form of self-expression. And yeah, just never stop being creative and never stop thinking outside the box and do what you love.